Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the blind say, I can see. It's what the Lord has done in me.
Good evening, guys. This is Tony. I wanted to try to find a way to provide a little bit of encouragement during the times that we would normally be together for either worship services or Bible study. And so, Lord willing, you can expect these to be coming at 6:30 on Sunday evenings and 7:30 on Wednesday evenings. And don't worry, I have limited myself to 10 minutes. There will be two hymns, the one at the beginning and one at the end, that you can listen to, sing along with if you choose to do that as well, but just meant to be a source of encouragement for us during this difficult time. And so I encourage you to hang out with me here for about 10 minutes. And tonight, I just want to talk to you for a few minutes about lemonade.
Jesus died and rose again. I will rise from waters deep into the saving arms of God. I will sing salvation songs. Jesus Christ has set me free. Hosanna, Hosanna, to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again.
Hey guys, again, thanks for hanging out with me for a few minutes. This is something that I'm putting together just for our own members, but certainly if some part of the message hits you in a way that you believe that somebody else could benefit from it, by all means, you have all of my blessing to share the things that I will be sending to you. And again, I'm hoping that you can look forward to them Sunday evenings at 6:30 and Wednesday evenings at 7:30, so that it will be an encouragement at a time that we would normally be together. Certainly there are some that may be saying, well, I don't need this. I don't want to listen to this. And that's totally fine as well. I'll just send the links to everybody through the emails. And if you want to pass them on to others who may not get them, again, by all means, do that. If you just want to skip over them, that's fine as well. It's not going to hurt my feelings. I'm as always, open to feedback as well. If you're listening to it and want to offer feedback or maybe even a suggestion of something that you might want to hear over the next couple of weeks, I'm certainly open to that as well. I mentioned that I wanted to talk just a little bit about lemonade. And as we're, going through this difficult time where maybe there's a lot of confusion, I know even for myself, canceling the gospel meeting was very difficult for me. And, my initial thought is I don't want to cancel. I really enjoy those times when I get to sit down and listen to somebody else, get to listen to their thoughts on certain verses. And so I really look forward to that time and to those weeks to sit and to listen. And so again, initially, just very disappointed, very discouraged, and just started thinking to myself, again, about some of the other people that are in a more dangerous category with those who are older or those who have health issues that put them in an at-risk category, and think, to myself, Tony, stop being so selfish. There are other people that probably need this, as they're calling it, social separation. And so, trying to be more understanding and absolutely think that the right thing, was done, but it's still difficult. And I can remember when I was growing up, one of the things that I could not stand, I really still don't like large crowds all that much. I know being a preacher and you're around people all the time, I love individual people, but people as a group, sometimes I don't. I don't like to be around large groups of people. And so I'm not really a festival person, but I remember our annual festival in Quaker City. It was Quaker City Homecoming. I believe this year will be the 116th year that it has gone on. But one of the things that I did look forward to, even though I didn't necessarily like all the people in one place at one time or those large crowds, was there was a lemonade stand in right across the street from my aunt's house that we always used to hang out. She lived downtown. And that was kind of, you know, the bright spot for me. And they literally made, you know, homemade lemonade, squeezed the lemons fresh. And it was something that I really looked forward to. And looking through scriptures, if there was one person that was able to take lemons and squeeze out some lemonade, I feel like it was Joseph. And Paul kind of learned maybe this lesson as well, as he mentions in Philippians 4 and verse 11. It says, "For I have learned in whatever state I am in, therewith to be content." And I believe that Joseph's life personifies that statement. Joseph always recognized the presence of God in his life, no matter what was happening to him at that point in time in his life. He never gave up on God. And I think that we can learn a valuable lesson from him as well in looking at the difficult positions that we've been in. I would encourage you that, you know, through the time that we have now that may be extra, you know, normally we would be at services right now. Normally we would be in Bible study on Wednesday evenings. And I encourage you to make good use of that time. You may, you know, be home from school or home from work or working from home now. And, you know, just taking that time that we would normally be somewhere else and putting a positive spin on it and using that time in a way that would be beneficial to you, whether that be just through rest or, you know, whether that be in maybe growing your relationship with God, reading his word more, studying with your family, praying with your family. Use the time, you know, take the lemon that we've been handed and try to, as Joseph did, make some lemonade out of it. You know, Joseph would be faced with a terrible situation like being sold into slavery. And all of a sudden he becomes the head servant. He was falsely put in prison and became an administrator in the prison amongst the prisoners. And then again, he was finally brought before Pharaoh and became second in command only to Pharaoh. And so how do we react when a bad situation is presented to us? And just wanted to you know, pass some thoughts along of some of the things that we can do maybe to make a bad situation better. As Joseph is kind of presenting himself to his brothers, he said, "Be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life." And what a wonderful attitude that he had in taking this terrible situation and trying to make something good out of it. And so, again, I encourage you as we're going through this difficult time, and hopefully next time there won't be as much backstory and all of that, that we can jump right into a lesson and get through some more verses. But I encourage you to take the time that you've been given, whatever time that is, and try to do something good with it. Let's continue to be the examples that we need to be and the people that we come in contact with. Be that helpful hand, be that reasoning voice to those who may be very well in panic. And so I hope that the message has encouraged you. I hope that they will continue to encourage you as we continue to move forward with these. Hallelujah.